paradise, put up a fucking line.
Miss my old life. I loved my previous life. I loved my previous life. I like to drive. I can't drive anymore. I was able to go out to restaurants. You're really into your own little cocoon because you have such massive protection. You really can't go anywhere. This is actually more work. I thought it would be easier.
He took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And he charged the people a dollar and a half.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Henry Rain Show here on WWPR 1490 AM. Every Saturday at 12:05 PM, we sign on for more or less an hour. And happy 100 days. That's happy 100 days of the Trump presidency. President Trump is celebrating, as you heard. He's missing his old life, but he's hanging in there. He's toughing it out. He is living the presidential life. And to celebrate, Congress has funded our government for another week. And then coming up in the spirit of the Big Yellow Taxi, the old Joni Mitchell song that Counting Crows just reviewed, I guess, revised, recovered something. Anyway, we will be speaking about the Aqua Project by Carlos Baruff, former senatorial candidate, currently chairing the Constitutional Revision Committee, and will be joined by representatives of the protest that's going on at 1:30 this Saturday out by the development area. But joining me, back where he belongs, 2 weeks is just too long, Alan. Alan Cross in the studio. Good afternoon, Alan.
Good afternoon, Henry. Yes, you're right. I'm always excited to be here. It's always a lot of fun. And you know, it's interesting. When I was listening to that song as our intro, I knew exactly where you were going. It's a big protest. Now, these folks actually have beaten back this developer before, as I understand it, and it's going on in the traffic circle or out by the traffic circle at the 75th Street and 53rd Avenue here in Bradenton, where those two junctions come together. There's a big traffic circle out there, and if you look off to the right, that beautiful, pristine old Florida, the fields, the pine trees, the Spanish moss.
Pine trees?
Well, you know.
The old tomato farm?
I meant palm trees, but yeah. And you know, actually, I was driving by out there one day.
The majestic tomato farm that was out there.
I know.
The big red tomatoes. And
well, they also
not so big.
They grew gladiolas or something out there for a while, too. I didn't know there was such a big demand for whatever those flowers were. They're beautiful, but
well, of course, that's what we can see from the road, but as you go out by the water, the mangroves,
there's
natural habitat out there. And but, you know, what, would you rather have the 145-foot-tall building?
I don't know.
Mangroves, come on.
Well, you know,
progress.
If they do it upright, you know, maybe put a mural on the side of it or something. And,
yeah.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a protest. The group that's out there protesting today has actually beaten back this developer one time before.
Well, I think our guest may even actually be in the studio. I think he peeked his head around the corner there. And if he wants to come back in, we'll get him on the mic right now. And
you want me to kind of feel while you get him set up over there? Or?
No, we'll just grab the mic and stand in front of it.
It's, there you go.
We don't have a manual for this.
That's for sure.
We'll get it up as we go.
Boy, right. That for
let
sure.
Let me just get a quick test. Why don't you say your name so that we can get the levels right?
My name is Andy Mele, M-E-L-E. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Well, it doesn't look like the red mic works. Try the blue mic.
All right. One more time.
Oh, well, just break it right after while you're at it. And you, we may have to.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try again.
You want me to go up my mic? I can go out and listen. I can go out and sit in the lobby.
Well, yeah, swing your mic around for just a moment there. Sorry, Andy. Yeah, that sounds good, too. Yeah.
Getting some feedback? Having flashbacks, are we?
Yeah. So, Andy, please pronounce your last name again for me.
Yeah, it's Mele, as if it had two E's on the end of it. Mele, like a street fracas or something. It's M-E-L-E.
But you're not condoning anything like a melee or a street fracas out there today?
Well, you know, whatever happens.
Uh-oh.
No, of course not.
No, of course not. We certainly don't condone that around here.
Our passions get away with us sometimes, you know.
So what is your organization? What other organizations are involved with this?
Today it's Suncoast Waterkeeper. And it is Sierra Club, and it is FISH, the Florida Institute for Saltwater Heritage. And I believe Fishing for Freedom is coming, a Cortez group comprised, not surprisingly, of commercial fishermen. And lots and lots of individuals who have been working on this project.
And tell us about the issue here, because Carlos Baruff is a well-known name around Manatee County. Medallion Homes, I believe, is his company that develops around
here.
And this was a previous incarnation called Long Bar Point Development. Tell us about what happened with that, what was presented, and then why we're at this point now with the new. Is it Aqua by the...
Aqua by the Bay.
By the Bay. But the
same
old Long
Bar
Waterway.
Point, but, you know.
Oh, well, I guess Sarasota
in
Bay.
In a different suit of clothes.
Okay.
Long Bar Point was the proposal that he brought to the county in 2013, which was met by such vehement opposition that 1,000 people turned up at the permitting hearing at the county commission. They had to move it to a different venue. They took it up to the convention center, and they were all up till like 3 o'clock in the morning giving public testimony. And the commission, to its eternal credit, rejected the proposal and sent him back to the drawing board. He sued, of course, which is his predilection. He's a litigious guy. And Suncoast Waterkeeper actually intervened on the side of the county and supported the county attorneys in that defense against Baruff, and recently won, just literally a few weeks ago. So now he's back with Aqua by the Bay, which is, you know, everybody's beef with, well, there were a lot of beefs. It's a small piece of land. There's only like 260 or 70 buildable acres. The rest of it's going to be wetlands, open space, mangrove fringe, and everything like that.
So what percentage is your guess is the buildable versus the whole?
It's about half.
Okay.
The whole parcel is over 500 acres, but that includes, when they list that, they include the mangrove fringe, they include so-called mitigation bank, which is something we'll talk about in a minute, which goes out into the bay and actually encompasses seagrass beds that are already amply protected by the feds, you know. So Long Bar Point was going to have lots and lots. It was basically going to destroy the mangrove fringe, build a seawall, and dredge a channel through the seagrass bed, several acres of seagrass, which is a total no-no. Put up a bunch of high rises and build a marina in their hollow out the shoreline, build a marina and create all sorts of boat traffic in and out. And it was just seen as a project that would absolutely kill off the mangrove fringe. Now the Cortesians call that mangrove fringe the kitchen. It's the last 2 mile stretch. It's the last unspoiled stretch of mangroves in Sarasota Bay, period. Everything else has been modified, adapted, cut off for seawalls and trimmed down to nothing, so it's nothing more than a hedge, and filled around with riprap and stuff like that. And it's, you know, Sarasota County is the worst by far, but Manatee County is catching up rapidly, especially with this. The deal with mangroves is that they're like one of the most complex ecosystems anywhere, let alone in the Gulf. But they are essential to the Gulf ecosystem in that the young of so many species take shelter among the roots and get nutrition among the roots and reproduction among the roots and it's everything like that. It's just it's so critical to the vitality and the diversity of the Gulf ecosystem. So many, virtually every inshore and nearshore commercial species is dependent on the mangrove fringe at some point in their lives, and a lot of offshore species as well. Something like 220 species of fish, three endangered species, the American crocodile. I don't think we have them here, but they live among mangroves, and a couple of species, the Kemp's Ridley turtle, and one other turtle, both on the endangered list. depend a lot on the mangrove fringe here and elsewhere for their survival. And so it's you know, the Cartesians understand that this is where their fish come from. And so, and this is, you know, without that mangrove fringe, their livelihoods are going to be affected and their way of life and a, you know, multi-generational, you know, couple hundred years worth of tradition will be affected.
Let's try and get this geographically located for the people on the north side of the bay that the signal carries over there, and they may not be familiar. People in Sarasota, Bradenton are pretty familiar with the area. And we're speaking with Andy Mele. He is with
Sierra Club and Suncoast Waterkeeper.
And he is here to tell us about the protest that is scheduled in just about an hour and 10 minutes from now at the roundabout at 75th Street West and 53rd Avenue in the Bradenton area on the edge of the proposed development. And now, if someone were to go westward over the Cortez Bridge, to the left is a small co-op community, the old Cortez Fishing Village. That would be adjacent to this project, to the north side of the project?
There's a couple of things between there. There is the Fish Preserve, and then there is Tidy Island, and then there is this property.
Okay. And now there's other developments going on, because I think we're going to have something like 30,000 homes out there, aren't we?
Yeah.
And
they're all single family. You know, okay. They don't have. This is going to create. These are all going to be like 140 feet tall. These buildings. He wants to put 2,900 units on 260 acres. The only way you can do that is by going up. And he's talking out both sides of his mouth. He's spoken to the he's spoken to the county without any. Without committing himself to anything other than there's a thing in the staff report that says one building 145 feet tall and one building 70 feet tall. The height limit around there is 35 feet. And so, you know, one building of each size is not going to house 2,900 units. To Swift Mud to get a permit to fill
wetlands. Which we should point out, he used to be on the board for Swift Mud, Southwest Florida Water Management District.
Exactly. So he still has, I'm sure, lots of favors there. They, of course, immediately blessed his approach. He showed a full build-out, which was handy to in order to justify the filling of all the wetlands and things out there. So there's a couple dozen buildings that are 10 stories tall, each of which has 8 units per floor. And so, 10, 12 feet per floor, 10 floors above parking. And before you know, all of a sudden you've got a couple dozen, 140-foot buildings. So, one story to Swift Mud, another story to the county, and which one is the actual story?
Well, now that's going to bring up a couple different issues, more than a couple different issues. But that's going to be concentrated, we would presume, close to the water.
Yep.
Now, the other development, the Preston development, is going to be single-family homes.
Right.
Is that particular development, do you find the planning responsible on that one?
As responsible, I mean, it's
I mean, we're going to have homes out there.
We're going to have something out there, of course. He owns the property. There's nothing you can do about that.
And then up next to that would be the IMG property, right?
Right.
And how is there anything as egregious as Aqua by the Bay and the Preston development or the IMG development?
Nothing even remotely.
Is there anything
like
as sensitive in those tracts of land as in the Aqua by the Bay?
The same mangrove fringe. The same. It's the same.
But they
same
don't seem the need. The other two developments don't see the need to do what Baruf is doing.
What Baruf is talking about doing, again, talking out both sides of his mouth. He decided to sort of placate everybody and create this sort of smokescreen by applying for and getting, of course, from FDEP, a permit to turn the mangrove fringe and the seagrass beds into a mitigation bank. A mitigation bank is a commercial operation in which a developer who needs to offset his filling and dredging of wetlands in order to get his permits will buy credits from a mitigation bank to memorialize and to make permanent his preservation, an offsetting preservation of wetlands against all future development, so that he can then remove the wetlands on his site and build on top of them. What Baruf's mitigation bank claims the seagrass beds, It claims credit, in fact, for the seagrasses, which are already amply protected, but and it claims credit for not trimming areas of the mitigation bank, but retaining the right to trim many areas of it. It's just an astonishing thing. But here's the rub. Immediately inshore of the mangrove fringe, he's going to dredge out a deep canal, 100 feet or so wide, 8 feet deep, and it starts right at the back of the mangrove fringe. So the mangrove
a canal there or
For all his waterfront homes, you know. So
there'll be access.
Yeah, it'll be for motorboats. And there's still a break. There's still a strategic break in the mitigation bank is divided in two, and there's a strategic break that happens to be just wide enough to be the same old shipping, you know, boating channel that he wanted to dredge out before. And so it's more of the same. Now, ecologically speaking, once that mangrove fringe is isolated like that with no buffer, the buffer is required by law, 50-foot buffer, no buffer in his plans, there's going to be nothing to stop waves from washing right through the mangroves, from eroding the ground out from underneath them. They'll be cut off from replenishment from the uplands with sediment that they typically have to replenish the nutrition around their roots. And there'll be deep water fish in the canal that will be predating on the small fish among the roots.
We're speaking with Andy. I'm going to stumble. Melee. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Melee. And he's talking about the issue.
He's waving a hook at me.
At the issue of the protest at 1:30 out at the roundabout at 75th Street West and 53rd Avenue. In protest of the proposed Aqua by the Bay development. Before I ask you a few more questions about what you're hoping to accomplish, what the next steps are, I want to get Alan in because he's been sitting over there micless, and you can come over here. He can use my mic because you're going to have to respond to him. Come on over, Alan. You're out on the water every chance you get, as far as I know you, and tell us what your observations and your thoughts are.
Well, Henry, absolutely. I love the beach. I love the coastal areas. I love the fact that until just, I'm thinking maybe 3-5 years ago, Bradenton hadn't been discovered. The developers were pretty much leaving us alone, and when they did try to come in, they were met with enough resistance to keep them out, and now that's just not the case anymore. Now, Andy, is this developer, is he the same guy that wanted to put the four-family home compound over behind the Perico Bay development?
Different guy. That was Pat Neal.
Oh, that's right, Pat Neal. I'm
Pat
sorry.
Pat Neal, we're still in court on two different fronts with Pat Neal, Suncoast Waterkeeper. And
yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And when you look over there, just telling Henry, I love driving out down through there because of what you see. You see the various birds and cranes at the nest over there. We've got a pelican sanctuary just off in the canal, just out down from that. Actually, I mean, my friends up north were just amazed. I stopped one day and took a picture of an alligator basking on one of the retention ponds over there. They're going, how far is this from your house? And they go, a couple miles. And they're going, you got alligators a couple miles from your house? It's an amazing area, and it needs to be protected. I'm just amazed. That's exactly. I'm just be amazed that they're allowing them to do what they want to do with the seagrasses and the mangroves. My heavens, that protects Florida's coastline.
Yeah, I was just at the climate march in Sarasota, and the climate march, the mangrove fringe is the first line of defense against sea level rise and storm surge. As sea level rises, the mangroves migrate upwards up the shoreline, and everywhere except on Carlos Baruff's Aqua by the Bay, where they will be isolated. And as sea level rises, they won't be able to migrate because there's a canal right behind them, so they'll die.
Speaking of if sea level rises or environmental problems, what I was thinking is the concentration in his development is such more per acre than the other two developments you're talking about, right?
Yeah, much.
What about evacuation in the case of a hurricane?
Forget evacuation. What about getting to work in the morning? What about getting home on Friday night? This is going to unleash several thousand more cars on this area with I think one or two roads with an extra lane added. This is not good. Up in Tallahassee, things like the you know, cumulative impacts and the you know, the sort of area-wide understanding of the development impacts have been basically rolled back and, you know, kicked into the ditch by Rick Scott, a good friend of Carlos Baruff's. And so so they don't really have to consider stuff like that. They just throw as many cars on the road as they can, and devil take the hindmost.
So what do you and the organizations that are involved in this hope to achieve, A, with the protests, and B, going forward from the protests?
I want to get some ink, frankly, about this.
Well, I've asked the audience.
So I'm grateful to be here, even though it's not ink. It's sound waves. But I was gratified to see that there was not a single media representative at the climate march in Sarasota, so I'm hoping they're all saving it up for this afternoon. Sorry, that's pretty mercenary of me. But okay, so one of the fundamental strategies, you know, that the environmental community has, or the public has, to fight against developers. Developers have all the money, all the political connections. They have the support of the institutions. In very many cases, they have the courts. They have it's scary out there sometimes. It's kind of like the Wild West around here. It's like the Western where the hero rides into town and realizes that the sheriff's working for the big cattle rancher, the mayor's working for the big cattle rancher. In fact, everybody in town's working for the big cattle rancher, and he's like all of a sudden all alone. It reminds me of
sometimes.
So why rock the boat? Well, the thing that the public has, that the environmental community has, is rightness. We're right and they're wrong, and public opinion. If you can inform enough people about the truth, then hopefully you will have accomplished your goal in the form of people showing up at the commission hearing on Thursday at 1:30. This Thursday at 1:30.
That's downtown Bradenton.
Downtown
County
Bradenton,
Administration Building.
Manatee Avenue in the Administration Building, old Main Street. Starts at, we have a time certain, which is unusual and a very nice convenience. I don't think they have to do, but anyhow, there's a time certain of 1:30, same time as this afternoon. So it's 1:30 and 1:30.
They want to know when they can check their Facebook timeline.
Yeah,
right. While you guys are talking.
Right, exactly. So hopefully we'll get a lot of people there and a lot of people to just, because you know that those 1,000 people who came out in 2013 have not gone anywhere and are still out there. They just need to be reminded that this is happening again, and it's no better than it was, in fact, possibly a little bit worse.
So to recap, if you're somewhere nearby, you've got an hour to get over to 75th Street West and 53rd Avenue West at the roundabout. Where are you going to park people there? That's pretty small.
Not only is it small. I mean, there's a lovely median in 75th and Elkhorn Parkway, but it's got a curb. I just drove past there, and I was like, because everybody would say, oh, we'll park on the median. But north and south, the side of the road, the curb disappears. So we'll be parking on the verge,
okay,
and walking a little bit. Walking, you know, 100 feet, a couple hundred feet. It's not going to kill us. And if you got a big vehicle, you can run right up on
the curb. And then coming up, if at all possible, you make it out to the county commission meeting on Thursday at
1:30.
At 1:30. And
you sign a speaker card.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that on the. They may, if it's a big enough hearing, like as they did for the recent phosphate hearings. They had a table out in the lobby, and they were taking people's cards there. Otherwise, it's right inside.
Okay. And what about for people that can't get to either location but want to get more information, want to get involved? How do they do that?
Well, first of all, you can watch the commission hearings live on TV. Go to the website, Manatee County County Commission. And you'll
MyManatee.org, probably.
Manatee.org, yep. And you'll find the link there. You might have to hunt around a little bit, but it's easy to find. And so you can actually watch the thing there. But as for,
is there a website?
This is embarrassing. There's not a website.
Facebook page?
There is a Facebook page, yeah. Just Google.
Or Facebook search?
Yeah, do a Facebook search. Look for it under Aqua by the Bay or Long Bar Point or something like that. I would guess Fish probably has something. I don't know if Sierra Club does. We're
well, you let us know.
It's embarrassing, you know. It's really, we're not all that. We're boots on the ground kind of people.
Maybe next Saturday you can call in to tell us how this week went,
sure.
And we'll can keep a little bit of momentum going on this.
Yeah,
okay. So Andy, I know you have to get out there. It's not that far away, but who knows where you're going to have to park and walk from.
Right.
So I appreciate you. Literally was just rushing. He was texting me, trying to give me updates that he was going to make it here. He made incredible time, so I'm surprised.
Traffic. I was shocked.
Yeah, well, they're all over.
Maybe they've all gone home. Yeah, maybe they're all waiting for it. Yeah, so 53rd Avenue is also the very end of State Route 70. If you're on, if you know where State Route 70 is, get it off of I-75, get it off of 41, get it off of 301, head west toward the Gulf. And it'll become 53rd all the way, and you'll just bottom out at this traffic circle right where we are. So it's dead easy to find. Or 75th Street off of Cortez Road, or even Manatee Ave. And if you're coming up 41 from Sarasota, turn left on Bayshore Gardens. And that'll take you right there, too. It's like all roads lead to this traffic circle.
Yes. And all cars will be stuck in that traffic circle in a couple of years.
Yeah,
so,
undoubtedly.
Andy, thank you for joining us today. We're going to keep up to date on this in the weeks to come. And good luck out there this afternoon and on Thursday.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Well, we're going to get Alan back on the mic here. We're going to get his thoughts. We have a lot of other ground to cover. We again thank Andy Mele.
Thank you very much, Andy. Appreciate it. It's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So we still have a lot more ground to cover this afternoon. We're going to talk about Trump's 100 days, President Trump. It annoys me because I got annoyed when people always just said Obama this, Obama that. Even a pastor who's a good friend of mine, he was up on the pulpit and he said Obama. And I'm like, I bet you said President Bush during President Bush's term. And I never called him on that one, but I gave him some slack. So our president, Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump, first 100 days, we're going to talk about the Congressional Continuing Funding Resolution, and we are going to introduce Alan to the joy, the craze, the phenomena of the flip spinner or the fidget spinner or whatever this thing is and whatever incarnations and trademarks it's being marketed in right now.
Got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise. Put up a fucking line.